More choice and control with purchasing rules removed. April 2026 fact sheet. Producer's note. This document shows the logos of Disability Support Services and Ministry of Social Development. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 6th of April 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. More choice and control with purchasing rules removed. April 2026 fact sheet. Plan changes to flexible funding are now in place, giving disabled people more choice and control over how they use their funding. From the 1st of April, choice and control, the purchasing rules for flexible funding no longer apply. Guidance, there will be different tiers of guidance for people to manage their flexible funding. Funding continues, people's flexible funding budgets stay the same, they do not change in April. These changes reflect what we have heard from the disability community. The changes are possible because of work since 2024 to make the disability support system more stable, fair and consistent. The April changes affect people who get flexible funding. This includes individualized funding, enhanced individualized funding, carer support, and hosted enabling good lives personal budgets. It does not apply to choice in community living. More choice and control. The purchasing rules for flexible funding have been removed. This includes the March 2024 changes. You must still use your flexible funding in line with your funding plan and disability needs, but you have more choice over what supports work for you. This includes respite options for carers. You also need to stay within your budget, keep good records, including receipts, invoices. Talk with your host before using your flexible funding for certain things, such as overseas travel, equipment, complementary therapies, or items over a set limit. For most people, the approval limit is $1,500. For a few people who have frequent support from their host, the approval limit is $500. Flexible funding cannot be used for drugs, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, or illegal activities. Guidance. Support and guidance are an important part of these changes. This is about helping people plan and manage their funding. Hosts will provide guidance for people with hosted flexible funding, including individualized funding, enhanced individualized funding, and hosted enabling good lives personal budgets. There are four tiers which describe how often your host will check in and how much guidance you receive. For some it will be very light touch, while others will have frequent support. If you receive hosted flexible funding, your host will be in touch with you about your tier and guidance sometime after the 1st of April. Your tier does not change the amount of funding you get. Funding stays the same. Your allocated budgets for flexible funding will continue the same as now. This means your current flexible funding allocations do not change in April. Your funding plan. Your funding plan guides how you use your flexible funding. Your current funding plan will continue for now, whether that's an individual service plan, enabling good lives funding plan, or my DSS funding plan. Over time, everyone who gets flexible funding will move to a new my DSS funding plan, making the purposes of your funding clearer. This will happen at your next reassessment with your NASC or Enabling Good Lives site. If you are not sure about the purposes of your funding set out in your plan, talk to your host, NASC or Enabling Good Lives site. Your next reassessment. All NASCs and Enabling Good Lives sites now use the same approach to assess people's needs and allocate funding for support. This improvement means everyone has a consistent experience, no matter where they live, making access to funding fairer and clearer. If you get flexible funding already, you will experience this at your next reassessment. More information. For more information on flexible funding from the 1st of April 2026, go to aicomps.nz/4743 and aicomps.nz/7088. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 6th of April 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aiconst.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.